Hey, I'm Scott, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Saloni Sanpal, and we're talking about Azure DB for Postgres.
Hi, Scott. Yes, we are talking about Azure DB for PostgreSQL.
So this is a pretty impressive stack of databases here, and for a long time, it was just these two, and then out of nowhere, suddenly, we had these two new amazing open source databases.
Exactly. That was the whole thing. We have been powering Azure SQL DB and SQL Data Warehouse for years, and key innovations due to that. Mm-hmm. And now we're trying to leverage the same relational database platform to plug in these new database engines, which are PostgreSQL and MySQL, mm-hmm. leveraging all the goodness of the platform. It's based off of this scalable compute and storage, and it's a platform which is intelligent, trusted, and flexible, right?
And is it true that you're using the same infrastructure, the same techniques that we've used for years to serve SQL Server with these other things?
Yes, exactly. It's got an abstraction layer because these are open source database engines to protect against anything that could go wrong. But other than that, yes, it's the same platform, and it comes with all the HA, backup restore, scale on the fly, intelligence that is inbuilt into this platform. Mm-hmm.
I ask because I think sometimes people, and myself as well, think that, well, I could just make my own virtual machine.
That's true.
And I could just install Postgres. But if I did do that, I would lose a lot.
Yes, and also all the management that had come with it, right? You'd have to patch it, you'd have to manage it, you would have to actually care about if things went down, you had to bring it up and start from scratch, but this is what we protect against.
Yeah, I mean, the patching, even just that one feature is enough.
Enough to kind of switch to a managed service. Exactly.
Okay. So you just take the regular Postgres, or like which versions do you take and which versions
do you support? We have version 9.5 and 9.6, which are the stable community versions today, the latest two, so yeah.
So how do I set this up?
So what we're going to do is switch to the portal. And simple, the plus new familiar PostgreSQL database experience. You go to databases, you'll switch to create an Azure database for PostgreSQL. And I'm not going to go through the whole filling out the form, but some things to note are our service is available in 11 regions across Europe, US, Asia, and Japan. Mm-hmm. And as we said, that it supports multiple versions, 9.6 and 9.5. And we have flexible tiers, so you can pick a tier that kind of suits your workload. Mm-hmm. For basic, if you want variable IOPS, they're like tests in frequent workloads, you'll pick basic. For standard, mostly workloads that need a little bit more performance optimizations and provision IOPS, and a little bit more serious production workloads where you would have standard and also like multiple SKUs within the standard tier that you could go scale up and down on.
Mm-hmm. Quick question about versioning though, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You said you have 9.5 and 9.6. What happens when the next version and the next version and the next version comes out?
And the plan is to PostgreSQL 10 is out now, but it's still being stabilized. So what we're planning to do is once the community comes out with a stable version and we feel it's in a good spot to adopt, we'll bring it in.
Mm-hmm. And then how many do you support? I've heard terms like N minus 2?
Yes, exactly. The goal is to support N minus 2, so when 10 comes along, it'll be 10, 9.6, 9.5.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens when I'm on 9.5 and then it falls off
end? We'll notify you, we'll send you multiple reminders, but at some point you have to draw the line, and this is the dry end that we decided to draw, N minus 2.
And then because it's a managed service, presumably then my databases would move forward into some new version, and I just continue to enjoy
Correct.
That managed service.
Correct. And you would just migrate it to the next version of the engine.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've also got MySQL on this Azure DB kind of stack. And I think of MySQL, and I think of WordPress, maybe smaller, like you say, mom and pop shops.
Right.
But my friend, one of my friends, Rob Connery, uses Postgres, swears by it, loves it. He says it's a serious database for serious people.
It is. I mean, it's one of those exemplary databases for analytical workloads and some bigger size workloads than just a website or a WordPress website. But yes, it is supposed to be ideal for analytical and more intense or performance IO workloads.
Mm-hmm. Do we have that level of performance available to us? Can I scale it up with compute units and storage?
Yeah, so for example, you would scale it up for a standard 800 today. That's the max we have. And soon we'll also be introducing premium. As you can see, it's coming soon during the previewer at GA. And so yes, we are trying to accommodate these larger workloads. We also have provided the option of scaling storage up and down. Mm. And so scaling storage would also kind of suit the larger workloads. You can see it can go up to 1 terabyte mm-hmm. Today. And then we are hoping to increase this going forward.
Mm-hmm. And the compute units, how does that apply kind of like to cores? Because compute unit is kind of an abstract index.
Yes, we've built the documentation kind of describes exactly how the compute units, but it's a combination of CPU and memory, and that's what's built into the compute units.
Is the best way for me to know whether or not I need more compute units is to look at the metrics and to see how kind
exactly.
of hot it's running?
Exactly. So that's what I'm going to dive into. I'm going to show you exactly that. Hmm. I have an existing server, and as you can see, the metrics, and I have been kind of peaking the CPU with the workload that I've been running, so I'm running a workload against it.
Ah.
And it's peaking at about 80-90% and about, maybe almost 100. So what we need to do is kind of adjust for this, right? So what we could do is scale up to the next tier. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to show you. But before that, what I'm going to quickly dive into is alerts.
Mm-hmm.
I have set up alerts, and as you can see while it's loading, that I set up an alert so that if CPU spikes above 80%, mm-hmm. it will go off and I'll get a notification, email, phone, whatever. So here I have a warning already. So this is what I need to mitigate. I had the warning a few minutes ago because I set the workload running.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is go scale on the fly, and hopefully this will not bring my app down. It'll just continue working as soon as I scale it to the next tier, but it'll bring down the CPU to about 40-ish percentage because it's the double of it, so we'll bring it
down. Okay, that's a really good point. So you're literally doubling. You're taking this kind of arbitrary compute index, not arbitrary, but arbitrary to me as the user. It's opaque.
Right.
And you're going to double it, and you would intend, you would
expect exactly the metrics for CPU especially to go down equivalently.
All right, let's see.
Let's see. It's going to take a few minutes
What's happening when you scale? What's going on?
A few seconds, actually. It's basically what it's doing is scaling the instance. It's spinning up a new instance, putting all your data there, and then finally pointing your app to or connection thing to that.
I'm not going to lose any data.
You're
There's
not
no
going to lose anything. It's just going to disconnect you, and my app has a built-in logic to retry, so I'm going to be able to connect right after as soon as the instance comes up.
I see. So this actually underscores the importance of us having that retry logic in our apps.
Exactly.
So that they can deal
yes.
with that resiliency.
Yes. And so this is what we recommend with all the database engines that are built on this platform. And I'm just waiting for it to scale up, and it should bring it down. It'll take a few minutes to reflect, because you know how it'll reflect once it scales down, and mm-hmm. then it scales up, and then we'll see it the CPU come down.
Okay, so the application is kind of still pounding on it. It's doing its retries.
Right.
The underlying, if you go back to that slide deck
sure.
briefly, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The underlying platform that is managed, the database services platform right now, is the same way it scales any database, is giving more compute resources to Postgres?
Exactly. So it's going to give you a bigger box, in layman terms, to bigger box to kind of work with your workload.
Mm-hmm. And what is the thing underneath this? I'd heard someone say something about Service Fabric. Is it involved in this?
Yes, this whole platform is built on top of the Service Fabric, and that's where I say it comes with all the Azure goodness. So it's going to come with built-in HA, and it's also coming with automated backups and restore capabilities. It's going to allow scale on the fly that I just did. And then also comes with security, so we would not have to do anything extra. It comes with built-in encryption at rest and in transit by default.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And then we also have the monitoring, as you saw, monitoring and alerting on top of it so that you can build a little bit of intelligence on top of your apps.
Nice. I really appreciate it has encryption at rest.
Yeah.
Let's switch back and see if it's updated.
Yeah. So let's see. The thing went through, and I'm now at standard 200. So it'll start reflecting a few minutes into it. You will start seeing that the...
Okay. And then let's go back. Is your application still beating
yes,
it up?
Yes, and my application is still running as it was before.
Interesting. If you don't mind, can we click on edit here and see what our choice there is?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you can. Can you not say... Okay. So
what I can do is CPU, the compute unit
yeah,
itself.
Yeah, compute unit percentage. Can we see that relationship?
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost like running along... with each other with the CPU, so you'll see the lines almost overlap.
Oh, interesting. Is
yeah.
that okay?
So mostly my app is kind of peaking the CPU itself. It's supposed to like run down CPU versus memory. So that's the nature of the app, and that's why it's running parallel with that.
Ah, interesting. Is there a time when these would not necessarily line up exactly?
Well, the way the app is written is just to like kind of peak up the CPU, so you wouldn't see that. But in general, depending on the nature of the workload, you would see the memory and the I/O, and as well as the CPU spike up.
It's really nice that you get that clear metric when you know it's time to scale.
Exactly.
You could even potentially, I would think, if I could use the Azure APIs, I could write my own auto-scale algorithm.
Right, exactly. So as soon as you would probably like codify it and make it programmatically understand that, okay, my CPU is at this level and you can go out of scale. Hopefully you can bring that feature into the product as well, in the service as well.
Yeah, very cool. So can we do this right now? If people are watching and they have Postgres running internally at their company, they should start using this today?
Yes, they should start using it now.
Right now.
Yes, you can go run, export and import your data and schema into our databases, the managed service, and get started today just by updating a connection string.
Very cool.
As easy as that. And you wouldn't have to learn any new tools, libraries, drivers, nothing. It's just an update of a connection string.
Because it really is Postgres in the Azure cloud.
Exactly.
Awesome. We're learning all about Postgres running in Azure here on Azure Friday.